From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed and more than 15 wounded when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. There are fears that the thousands of civilians who remain could be used as human shields. Those who have managed to escape describe a deteriorating situation where food and medicine is in short supply. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, an aid convoy reached the Damascus suburb of Daraya Wednesday, the first such aid to reach the area since 2012. Some observers fear the delivery is too little, too late, and are calling for humanitarian airdrops into the area. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building and at Altenfelden in northern Austria was deliberately set on fire overnight. They say no injuries were reported. This is VOA News.